This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is a company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Welcome back, guys. We're at the year wrap of the Vision Board Podcast, episode 89. I'm Tristan Cannell, and for the last time this year, Johnny's here, man.
What's up, Tristan? What's up, guys? That's awesome to hear. That's awesome for you to say it. 2016 in a nutshell. I know when you and I started this mission of the Vision Board, we were like, look, if we could get to 50 episodes in this first year, we'll be on point.
Yeah.
You know, and to see us get 250 and then get to 60 and get to 70, and now we're at 89 to wrap the year up, created momentum. And guys, it's all thanks to you, our family, our friends, our fans, everybody that's in this circle with us who keeps supporting us, man. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone that sent so many, you know, thank you or well wishes or, you know, just feedback during the year. We really appreciate you actually taking the time out to A, listen to the show, B, find it in your time to actually, you know, leave reviews or send us emails or messages and things like that. That's the way we know, you know, we've got, I think me and Johnny have built something really strong and something that's going to be here for the future. And I think what we really want to do is create something that it doesn't matter. I spoke to my brother and my sister-in-law about this the other day because she was wondering about why she should listen to other episodes apart from things that, because she's a writer, and things that don't really interest her. And my takeaway point was, whether it's a fighter, a footballer, an author, an entrepreneur, or someone in health and wellness, I feel there's a takeaway point and something for value in each guest that we bring on, and I think that's why we do this.
I totally agree. It's what I always say. It's not about the title that we stand behind. It's not about the fighter. It's not about the writer, the entrepreneur. It's about the path. It's about stories of inspiration. It's about moments of advice, moments of clarity that worked for these people that they could share with us, our listeners, and our fans. And Tristan and I, going into this last episode, one of the things I wanted to do was thank a lot of people, but we figured that would take 10 hours. So that's what this episode is for. And if you're listening just for the first time and you're wondering why, you should go back and listen to certain episodes, because it's 100% value. And I really believe in this next statement, that you will find things in these episodes that you will be able to use applicably in your work life, your personal life, and your relationships around you in your everyday life.
Yeah, and we're gonna step up the game even more, guys. There's going to be 2 to 3 episodes every week next year. And I think, you know, I'll come back later in the show listing the names that of our first our schedule for January.
What January is going to look like.
January's
right?
Looking packed. And we've got 100th episode coming up as well. We're not too far away. We're 11 shows away from that. But I'm really excited in the meantime. You know, we've had a great year. You know, me and Johnny, we haven't known each other for that long, really. We've known each other for maybe 18 months. So it's just sometimes you just click with someone, yeah, and man. You find you're, you know, in this terms, you're other half. Do you know what I mean?
Like-minded.
Like someone else that can bring it with us and compliment. We are so different. If you met us in real life, you will know that me and Johnny are so different.
Yeah, but the thing that attracts people to each other, the law of attraction, is like-mindedness, like-minded individuals. And law of attraction includes you guys listening. Law of attraction includes Tristan and myself and the guests who choose to come on. Because, guys, we don't pay them. There's no monetizing any of this. We don't do this to make money.
Yeah, this is not our full-time job.
No, this is a passion project. So every guest, say you guys, a lot of you guys love the Gary Vee episode. Gary Vee didn't pay to come on. Like, we didn't pay him. He did it for free.
Absolutely.
And it's all because he, as are all of our guests on the Vision Board, they see something and they saw something in the show and the platform to share with everyone. And that's where we're all connected. And it always inspires me when people say, I like this episode. I didn't, you know, now I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
I just got one today from Roop, and he messaged me about the Lewis episode. And he said, I like how at the very end, Tristan and you were talking about success and how it's not an overnight thing. And, you know, to guys like you and myself, Tristan, we hear that a lot. You know,
yeah.
But for someone to, maybe it's the first time hearing that. And now they identify that the success is a lifelong thing. It's not an overnight process.
Absolutely. It's that process. Like this last 12 months, like we've made so many mistakes. You've got to think that like, if we could go back and do it all again, there'll be so many things we do differently. But I guess we're not at this point. If we didn't make the mistakes, we probably wouldn't be at this point now because it just come too easy and we wouldn't learn anything. So
I put you on the spot?
Yeah.
What one thing, not what one thing is the main one, but is there the things that you would do differently? Pick one.
Probably like this production value. We probably should have come up with when we first launched it. We probably should have had more episodes up our sleeves. I think even the way we reached out to people at the start towards where we have it now, it's a lot different.
It's cleaner.
There's just different things. Like I think the big thing about our show, I think what makes it good is because our personality is so different and we're curious about different things. I think that's what kind of makes it different from everywhere else. Like, and the fact that we're in Australia, plus we've got our roots in America, especially with yourself being from America. And for me, I love American sports.
America loves you too, Tristan.
Yeah, I take a lot of, I look at America a lot. So I think with other podcasts, they're purely centered on the country that they're in.
Yeah,
so,
man.
So I think that's what we kind of bring differently. That's our point of difference. The fact that we're bringing the best Australian people, which we think that our American audience will like, and at the same time we're bringing Americans, which we think our Australian audience will like. So we kind of have that multi-love between the two countries, and I don't think anyone's doing that quite yet. So I think that's our point of difference. Like, when you look at this show, we've had a lot of similar, you know, guests to the likes of Tim Ferriss, even some of Joe Rogan's guests, to Lewis House's guests. But I think that we've got our own formula because of the fact that we come from two different countries.
That's you, also, man, two different countries, two different cultures, two different languages. Now, obviously, English is spoken in both, but languages as in underlying gestures, jokes, emphasis on words. It's difficult sometimes to pick these things up. And one person, one listener might like, you know, a guest more than the other. But what we have done is we try to, like, strip all that away and just – when people see the Vision Board podcast now, they might not look at it, oh, that's an Australian footballer. They might. We want them to look at it, oh, that's episode 90. Do you know what I'm saying? That sort of thing. To kind of strip away all those titles, strip away where you're from, and just focus on that path and just focus on the fact that these people are coming onto the show and these hosts are delivering a product because their intent is to put this out there to help people. It's like Steve Weatherford, man. Shout out to Steve. Haven't talked to you in a while. He was definitely in our first 45 episodes, I feel.
39.
So the
Joe D.
There you go.
I sent it to Joe D the other day because he was on Joe D. So I just sent Joe a quick message saying, good episode, boys.
Okay.
They're back to back.
Okay.
They're 39 and 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. And they finally linked up?
Yeah, they linked up.
But
they live around the corner from each other.
That's awesome, man. And Steve, Joe D., you guys really were influential in our trajectory. But one of the things on episode 39 with Weatherford, he said, you guys are benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping. And that's why the Vision Board podcast is where it is and where it's going to go.
Mm.
And that he was exactly spot on. And that was 60 episodes ago, 50 episodes ago.
Yeah.
So it's about growing. It's about learning. Like you said, things that you could have done differently. I'll agree with you, but I'll also disagree with you. But it's one of those things that...
Yeah, I think I needed, you know what I mean? I wouldn't change it, but, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made
right.
the mistakes, and if I could, like, if someone came up and gone, well, can you mentor me on what to do? And, like, I've got the skills now to tell people, to save them time about kind of what, like, I did wrong and what I could have changed. But I guess for us, it's like one of those things that we just learn on the job, and it's our path, you know what I mean?
It is,
so
man.
It's different for them. But, you know, it's been great. You know, the fact that we got to go over to Joe DeFranco and be on his show, the Industrial Strength Show, which was huge. You know what I mean? Like, I followed Joe for like 6 years, and I train my people like him because he's been a huge influence. I think what he does works, man. What he does works for me, and it fits my personality. Not everyone's going to fit Joe DeFranco style of the way he coaches people. But I just feel that's just my personality and the way I think he's very structured like me as well. Like, we like writing our programs. We like knowing exactly what rep. I can give you what rep and what set every single one of my clients has done for the last 2 years.
If you guys missed this story, another cool thing about why it's important to make vision boards is, if you're listening, go to Joe DeFranco's iTunes. His show is called The Industrial Strength Show. Click under comments, or I think it's reviews.
Reviews, yeah.
Look in, it's one of the first reviews, and it's from Tristan Cannell, or you might have went by, so, but it's from Tristan.
I signed off Tristan Cannell.
Yeah, it's from Tristan, and it's from last November, not a month ago, but 13 months ago. And this is before we had even started the vision board, and he just put a comment on Joe D's page about his show and said how influential Joe D has been for him, and keep up the good work. So that was last November. In June, well, let's get to March first. Only 4 months later in March, Tristan, from that comment, not only started a podcast, but he, by then, worked up the credibility to reach out to Joe DeFranco and have him as a guest on his show. And then 3 months later in June, only 7 months after that comment, he is in Jody's CBS Radio studios interviewing him on his show, The Industrial Strength Show.
No, I got to thank you for that, actually, man. You got him. Yeah, that's one of the ones you done.
Yeah, when we were watching Billy
yeah,
play.
Yeah, we were watching Billy do it one day, and then Johnny's all excited.
Yeah, because I knew how much you liked him.
Maybe Curly was sitting between us.
Yeah.
And you just grabbed me on the shoulder and going, Joe D just messaged me, like, he wants to come on. Yeah.
You're like, dude, if you get Joe D on, you're like, that'll be our biggest one.
It'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was just like a game breaker, and that definitely was a game breaker in what we'd done. And yeah, it's a big thank you to Joe. You know, I mean, he took us in, and
he saw something different in us. And we were my best friend Matthew Banks was visiting me in April, so about 2 weeks after the Joe D episode. And I took him to Bondi. He's with his mom, Dee. Shout out. She's like a second mom to me. And we're laying out at Bondi, and the weather was gorgeous. And it's like 2 p.m. on like a Wednesday. And my email clicker goes off. And I look at the email, and it's in our business email. So I could see you hadn't checked it yet. And it was from Joe. And Joe was like, hey, guys, had a really good time on your show. I have a great idea. What do you think about flying out to New York City in June and hosting my show for me? Hope you're doing well. Let me know what you think. And I call you. And you were in a session and went straight to voicemail, and I was like, dude, check your email as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And that was really
exciting because it changed the trip too, because we were going to America, but we didn't really have a purpose at the time. So
we had bought the flights, guys. Like, we had bought those airline tickets already.
And Joe knew that we were coming, so then it was like, instead of doing this interview again back over some technology over Skype or whatever, it was like, well, it kind of makes sense to go in the studio, which was awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to say we weren't ready, but when you look at June, so, you know, from January to June, January, Feb, March, April, May, 5 months into it, Tristan and I land in LAX, and we just embarked on this 5-city tour, and then, you know, a couple hours later, we're sitting shoulder to shoulder at lunch in Venice Beach with Jay Ferrugia. Shout out. Hope you're doing well, Renegade Fitness.
Yeah, man.
Sharing space with Jason, which was awesome, who was in one of our top, I think he was in our first 20 episodes, and then we fly from and then we do Kelly and Juliet Starrett in LA. You know, this Becoming the Supple Leopard, Mobility Wad, bestseller, J-Star. Then we fly to New York City. We do Joe D, and then we meet up with Mike Vacanti.
Mike Vacanti.
It was just a whirlwind, man. And 5 months in, I want people out there listening, you know, Angus, Oscar, if you're listening, you know, these guys are embarking on their own separate journey. But don't put, for one, be prepared for when you're creating things. But two, don't put ceilings on your potential. Don't put time frame and limits. Say, oh, we can't do this or we can do this. I guess the point is go with what you're feeling inside.
Yeah.
You know?
But I feel that, you know, we've created a platform for people to feel comfortable enough to talk about what they want to speak about. And I think that's what, instead of, you know how people say, do you pay them money? I think that's the difference. They get to touch our audience, but we create a platform for them to do it comfortably. I mean, that's not what they're used to. Like, a lot of these athletes are used to having a mic in front of them and being put on things like, you know, Fox Sports, ESPN, Channel 9, whatever, ABC News in America, and just being blasted with these questions and the same thing over and over again. I think we're giving them the ability to talk about things like family, their whys, you know, their morning routines, you know, what they're really interested outside of their sports.
Advice.
Or, yeah. The ability for them to actually give people advice instead of being asked, oh, how'd that game go? Why'd you miss that shot? Why'd you miss that goal? Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's our kind of way of paying them back, giving them an audience and providing a good platform for them to actually express themselves, I feel.
I got a message one time from a gentleman who lives in Sydney, Trev Brown. He's in his early 50s. He's a big NRL fan and a bigger Thurston fan. And he messaged me and he said he's listened to that Thurston episode 5 different times. And he said because he's never heard JT speak like that. He said he's always liked him. He's always been one of his favorite guys. Mm. But some of the family things that JT was talking about, we were talking about, like, you know, his smile and his energy and his infectious, you know, demeanor on the field and things like that. Just coinciding with what you said about providing this platform to not be so, I guess, pigeonholed.
Yeah, well, I think we've both grown too. Like, remember that list I gave you the other day about, you know, some of the guys that just I inspired to be like 12 months ago, and I used to watch on TV or read their stuff. Like, you just brought out Jonathan Thurston, you know, he's been a great player for a number of years. Another guy that have followed for a number of years, Anthony Mundine. I got to interview him, Larry Holmes, and Evander Holyfield, you know. I always watch the ESPN classic fights, and all of a sudden you're interviewing him, and it's just surreal, do you know what I mean? And
dude, walking into Daniel Gill's gym when he was getting prepared for that title fight, going out west to meet and interview in person Hoyce Gracie.
Yeah, I guess it just rubs off on you. I think that's a takeaway point that we've brought up time and time again this year about surrounding yourself with good people. And, you know, we're in a good partnership now, but, you know, apart from that, you know, it's about people that you surround yourself with. Like, the learning points from some of the interviews, guys with Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Tom Bilyeu, like that. Some of them are business
guys.
These guys
are giants.
Just the little takeaway points, even if it's just a single thing that you learn. They're giving up your time, you know what I mean? There's like an hour of mentoring in my eyes, and it's just great. And just some of the other people, like Elliot Hulse, Charles Poliquin, who was an absolute godfather of our industry, do you know what I mean? And for him to give up an hour and a half of his time was, you know, from the bottom of our heart, thank you, Charles. Like, and now it's funny how the world works. Like, 18 months ago, I'd never even spoken to Joe DeFranco and Charles Poliquin, and Joe asked me to introduce him to Charles. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, wow.
Like, yeah, he didn't know who your name was.
Exactly. But now it's like, hopefully they're going to do a podcast in early new year. Hopefully that'll be a killer podcast if you got Joe DeFranco and Charles Poliquin together.
Oh, two kings in the game, man. It's like a lot of, for some reason the way my mind works is I can remember quotes very clearly, especially if it's something that means something to me. And some of my favorite episodes, you know, A.J. Roberts, man, A.J.'s episode was filled with one-liners and ideas. He talked about Yannick Silver and the Maverick 1000. He introduced me to the law of subtraction. Before that, you know, I may have read about it, but I didn't know how to apply it to my everyday life, especially my business. But the one thing from A.J. that I really kept with me is that one quote he gave us about, we must know who we must become to get to where we want to go.
Yeah.
And man, I think about that all the time, like every day.
I think that resonates with us because we're about creating a vision and providing a platform for people to create their own visions. So I think what AJ said is absolutely right, because you need to know where you want to go, correct?
Yeah, you need to know who you have to become to get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
So you have to have that vision of, you have to have that goal, but then you really have to be real with yourself. You have to do a lot of auditing. You have to do a lot of auditing in your family, and your friends, in your everyday life. And you have to, you know, cut that system in half a lot of times. Law of subtraction, take things out of it. And for me personally, in this past 6, 7, 8 months, man, I have drinking alcohol the least amount of probably any time in the last few years.
It's probably most productive I've seen you. So
with everything, because I know who I am right now. I'm different from even 2 weeks ago, let alone a year ago.
Yeah.
Because I know who I have to become.
Well, instead of waking up hungover on a Sunday and not being being able to do anything till 4 p.m. Oh. Half an hour, so you wake up and you do something. You do something fun with your partner or something, and then you get to work in the afternoon. You're fresh-minded and you know in clarity, you know exactly what you want to achieve that day. And it's probably the least I've drunk as well, man, for sure.
Yeah, and it's not because it's 100% because I know that behavior doesn't suit me. It doesn't allow me to be the best version of myself. It doesn't allow me to reach for my full potential if I'm not thinking clearly. Even if it's a few drinks, I know that I'm best suited if I'm clear-minded and clear-headed, and it allows me to think differently.
Oh, absolutely, man. I'll do that when I'm old, you know what I mean? Like, right now, I'm young, and I know I've got things to do, and I haven't made shit, you know what I mean? Oh, I haven't not made it, so I've got no...
I haven't done anything!
I've got no rights to be, you know, be trying to live the happy life.
No way. Hell no.
I've got plenty to achieve, and to do that, I need to be on point.
Oh, man. You know, I'm excited about it. You got to be on point. The Bornstein episode... Maybe Adam was in episode 16 or 17. I don't have them listed in front of me, but Adam was talking, and he's the first. It's become my favorite quote, and I only heard about it in February, March for the first time. So the vision board's starting to remind me of what leadership and personal development meant to me, because in terms of like framework and timelines, I used to say before I got involved in leadership and development, my life was point A, and then everything after leadership, it's from that point on and forward. But in comparison and parallels with the show, I never heard of that Sir Isaac Newton quote, and I talk about it all the time. Maybe I'm going to make t-shirts one day. I love making clothes. I never told you this, I don't think, but in my first year of college, my best friend Justin and I would go to thrift stores and find really cheap clothes and then take it back to our dorm and then, you know, make it our own, cut things, add things, bleach things, and then make clothes out of it. But I'm thinking about making a t-shirt just with some of the quotes because, you know, it just gave me a good idea. But the Bornstein one, he said that, and it's the Newton quote, "If I've seen farther than you, it's not because I'm taller. It's because I've been standing on the shoulders of giants." Find the giants in your life.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's the one we shared with DDP. And when he said, "If you think it, ink it." And then I'm writing his quote down and he's writing our quote down. And we're just sharing all that space. And it's really a cool thing what we're doing here. And that's this episode's fun, man. We really haven't even had this chat.
Yeah.
You know, like, guys, listen, this is the first time that Tristan pretty much and I are actually recapping this whole year's progress in this journey. So we appreciate you sharing it with us.
Yeah, a couple of things that I think we might just chat about now is I just made a few notes about things that I learned from, you know, as perspective from the guests as a whole, not from anyone individually, but just like a lot of these things came up in a lot of different episodes and it's just different characteristic traits that I think that a lot of people, successful people, are sharing, and things that I've learned to try and hopefully get into my own system. And I think some of these takeaways will be great for the people at home as well. So the first one was your biggest commodity is time.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, you've got to, I think, appreciate yourself in terms of time. Like, people think that they just have to put a dollar amount on everything. And sometimes a financial investment isn't the biggest thing you can give to someone. Sometimes giving someone your own time, and at the same time, you respecting someone else's time,
that's
is
huge.
Something huge that I think that brought up, because, you know, most people that come on this show give up an hour of their time. You know, in that hour, they could be making money or doing anything for themselves. So, but they choose to share the time because they see a personal investment into our show. So I think I'm very... in terms of even organizing with things, trying to make it as convenient as possible for people. And at the same time, even with business meetings and things like that, trying to make it convenient for both sides is something that I have learned this year for sure.
It reminds me of, you know, you could be anywhere in the world right now, but you choose to spend time with us. And it holds true to you guys listening. It's everything, because Charles brought up, you know, give things away. Give it the 10% rule.
Free, yeah.
Give it away for free. And if you have that intent, and it sounds, you have to really make sure that you're not doing it to get something in return. And what you also mentioned, the opposite of that, is making sure that you've identified that who you are helping is appreciating that, and, you know, creating the best way to be efficient. And if you are on the other side, say you have somebody helping you and somebody who's mentoring you, show up on time. You know, show up early.
Yeah, man.
And value that. And then if you find yourself hanging on the weekends with friends that you've hung out with forever, identify, what are we doing with this time? Is it making me a better person? Are you dating somebody? Are they making you a better person? And I feel that that is a common thing with the show.
Yeah.
Because...
I agree 100%. I could not agree with you more. Next one I want to speak to you about was investing in yourself. In terms of, I think daily self-improvement is huge, whether it's in the form of reading. I think podcasts are great because you can do it while you commute. But just even, you know, surrounding yourself with good people. And I think we're daily improving because we are interviewing the best of the best and we get to learn from them and bring the experience to our audience as well. But I think investing in yourself with courses and just being a little bit better every day is something that's been very, very important for my own development this year.
A lot of our fans, a lot of guys listening that we work with are coaches, young coaches, old coaches, new coaches, whatever it may be. And if you're one of them right now listening, invest in yourself. The thing that really helped me was doing public speaking. Taking not a public speaking 2-hour workshop, but do a public speaking course. This will put you out of your comfort zone. This will help you become a better coach. It'll help you become a better communicator, a better partner, a better friend. Because at the end of the day, if this is what your mission, your path is, if it's coaching, if it's helping people, guess what? You're going to have to be able to communicate. And if you're going to communicate, do it to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself. I'm a big believer because I know how much it's been benefit for me.
Yeah, I think investing in yourself is the biggest thing you can do. So I think it's a great takeaway point. The next one, gratitude, my man. Like the other day I passed, what's the gentleman, that the homeless gentleman?
Jimmy.
Mm. I gave him a couple bucks for Christmas. Only, you know, when I think about it, it's like he's got no family. He's going to be hanging out on the street, you know. And sometimes we don't even think about some of the real easy things we've got grateful for. We've got a roof over our head. We've got friends and family. We've got food in the fridge. It's like simple things like that, and it's that time of year he's going to spend by himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gratitude is huge. It's one of those things that it's one of the five things I do every morning.
Yeah.
Before I even leave my house, I express gratitude.
Write it, you can think it. It's just taking that time, whether it's a minute or 5 minutes. I think
or 10 seconds,
man.
That first breath, you wake up, man. There's somebody taking their last breath, or when you're bitching about your job or your career.
Someone has found out they had cancer.
Somebody's dying.
Yeah.
Somebody's taking their last breath. And it's through, you know, people who just get to know me. Initially, they might say, man, why do you think of it like that? I'm like, yeah, it inspires me. It's not supposed to sound dark or morbid. It's supposed to, that's the way I'm wired. If I'm able to think that in my biggest times of despair, adversity, I could get through that by saying, you know what, this isn't that bad. My time here is limited. I'll express gratitude for even having this moment. It's like one of our guests said about adversity. Resistance. Life. You must go through these dark times. You must push through. Just like if you're working out. Just like if you're pushing through a squat.
It's part of the journey, isn't it, man? Sometimes that adversity is part of the journey.
Right? You're only going to get stronger by squatting more weight.
Yeah. You don't get to the end result without that path. So I think that's another thing we bring is that path. You know what I mean? It's not just about that overnight success, which... kills me because everyone's got a path. No one just wakes up and gets that gold medal.
And we're all on it right now, baby. Everyone listening, everyone at home, keep going.
The last one is actually we'll do two. I want to do prioritizing your health. I think that's huge. Like I don't think people realize that, you know, looking after yourself in terms of your eating and even getting some daily exercises will make you a better person and will make you more efficient in terms of your energy output. And it just makes you function better as a human being by prioritizing your health. Everything else will just come off the back of it.
Before we started recording today, I was in the dry sauna, and I was chatting. I met a girl in there. Her name is Beck. She works in the corporate industry around here. And I was telling her, she was asking about my business, how's it doing, coaching at the health club. And I said, the funny thing about it is when people travel or when finances become limited or you start – you know, cutting your spending, the first thing to go is always health.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And she was like, yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? I was like, yeah, it's what? I don't have an answer for that.
I think it's an easy way for people just to tick it off, but it should be the reverse. Like,
why do you think that is, though?
I don't know. Because they don't
value it?
I don't think they do.
Because they don't see, who said, Steve Maxwell.
Because there's no
way. They haven't been to the other side. They haven't seen that other side.
Because I think it takes more than one investment. Do you get what I mean? So you can go to the shops and you can buy some sushi and you know what you're going to get. Do you know what I mean? Right there, right now, you know you're going to get something tasty, and occasionally it can be a nutritious meal as well.
Yeah.
You know the experience.
You
do you
can't
know what I mean?
Hold
the
your
experience
fitness.
Can be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah. With you can fitness, hold it. You can grab it.
It's just like it is a lifetime investment. You can't just do it on one sitting and think it's just going to be normal. It's just not. And I don't think I've seen so many people, both the flip on in terms of them taking priority in their health and then the rest of their life just evolving after that. And then I've seen the flip side where people have let things go and then all of a sudden things come crashing down one after the other after the other. And it's because, you know, there's some flip sides. When your health goes to the wayside, all of a sudden you start sleeping less. You start eating worse. You start feeling like shit. Your self-esteem goes down. All of a sudden, you don't want to leave home. You start getting a tad depressed and things like that. And then all adds up for you. All of a sudden, you start your performance at work starts decreasing. There's little things like that. And I think that prioritizing your health and even making sure, I'm out with my clients all the time, making sure it's the first thing they do in the day, because I think it just sets them up. It sets the tone for the day, man. And I really like people training in the morning because of that.
I think you're spot on with, like, the sushi. You could grab it. You know, so there's you feel that there's value in the money you spent. The new pair of Yeezys, you could feel them. You could see what your money put into. You could hold them. You feel there's value in that. I think the biggest misconception is, though, is putting value in tangible things that aren't tangible.
Yeah.
The best things in life you can't hold. I can't hold the love my mom has for me, but I know that's the best thing in life. I can't hold or touch the bond you and I have, that trust, but I know that's one of the best things in life. And when it comes to investing in your fitness, in your health, in your future, because we're unable to see and hold that, it's really difficult for people who are struggling to be able to find the value in that. So I think that it's up to guys like us, coaches at home listening, to find ways to show the value and provide the value for their clients, friends, and family.
Yeah, we can all together, and, you know, as coaches, I think, yeah, it's a number one priority for us to really stress what really will come off the back of really prioritizing your health.
Mm.
All right, the big one, last one, man, is setting goals and creating a vision.
Mm, it's a big one.
It's huge, man. And something that me, you just did a photo the other day.
I'm going to bring it up.
Something that we set, what was it like?
How
this time last year, was it?
Yeah, so it was one of these things, guys, that the one of the benefits I like of Facebook randomly, it's only been recently because of our journey, is they send you these photos, what you were doing last year sort of thing. And I get one, and it's from, hold on, give me 1 second. And it's from right when Tristan and I did a business meeting when him and I at the time were Tristan Cannell Fitness, and I was the fit coach. And we were spending, I'm talking, just the hours we're doing on this show, we were doing this with fitness videos. We were trying to figure out that path, find a way to impact people on a broader scale. We both came to terms with, all right, Tristan, let's meet up, have another meeting, meet me at the boardroom. So the photo I took, I don't even know why I took it. It's of the dry erase board. I'm holding it in front of me right now. And if you want to look at it, go to my Instagram, Johnny Stofko, and you'll see it. I posted it on Christmas. And it's basically the first idea of us wanting to start a podcast. So it's this marker, and we put, you know, what it says is our names, name, networks, and we're just brainstorming at the time, sponsors, what it looks like, what a path would look like. And to see reading, like, our network, seeing the names, you know, we interviewed two of the people on that list, and the network was literally guys listening, just the people we knew at the gym. That's what the vision board started as. Tris and I were going to just interview people at the gym.
Yeah, and it just evolves. So I think the big takeaway is that once you get it on paper, it's just take action. You know, you got to do it. You don't know where it's going to evolve. You don't know where it's going to go. But until you actually take action, that's when all the fun stuff starts, because you get to – it becomes your baby, and you get to kind of play around with where you want to take it, and different things comes up. All of a sudden, you go from interviewing just yourselves and people in the gym, and all of a sudden, you're interviewing world superstars. You know what I mean?
The first two names we had for the Vision Board podcast, the first one was The Great Debate. The second one was The Time Machine. Thank God we chose the Vision Board podcast. I remember it took us hours, too. Like,
The Great Debate. Wow.
The Great Debate. That sounds,
that's raw.
That could be anything. And then Network, Graham texted me, episode 13, Graham Morris, master's degree in exercise science.
My old coach.
Your old coach, strength coach for the Newtown Jets. He saw this post. And he saw during Network, he saw that GMO was up there, and he messaged, and I was like, "Yeah, man, Graham, you've been a OG gangster since before episode one." So of the five people that we were brainstorming who we could get content from, we interviewed two of the five.
Who was that?
Dane was on there.
Dane Hudson. Big shout out to Dane.
Shout out, man. Heart of the Sea, guys. If you haven't checked it, Dane directed and produced a National Geographic documentary about a gentleman who paddle surfed from the northern part of Australia to Sydney.
Dane's telling as hell,
Dane's
man.
Dane's a savage, man. So, yeah, shout out to those guys. But they were on our vision board, and we got both of them.
That's cool as hell, man.
Yeah, but our framework has definitely changed.
Definitely, guys.
Well, I think that wraps up what we want to kind of – the takeaway points. Like, if you can really – those five takeaways, like, if you can get that into your system, like
– recap them. What five again?
So, the biggest commodity is time.
Mm.
Invest in yourself. Gratitude. Prioritizing your health and setting your goals and creating a vision. Like, realistically, I know there's people going to have 10 on the list and 5, but if you can get
the 2 of those 5, you'll be going plenty of places.
But if you can do all 5, I'll be very, very impressed. And I
like this, man. Are these things to do during your everyday life, or are these things to do during the next year?
That's going to be, you know, on a daily basis, things to be aware of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a, you know, time is a commodity, invest in yourself, express gratitude, prioritize your health, and set goals.
I think that's a great
segue. It's an awesome Vision Board 2016 list.
Yeah, I think it's a great little takeaway for everyone to bring into 2017. Hope everyone's going to absolutely smash it. Now, before we go, we just want to let you know what we've got coming up on the Vision Board podcast in 2017.
We're going to take a little break. I'm actually going to go to Vietnam. Me and Johnny are going to not see each other for about 10 days.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm
sad.
Cry.
Yeah. You better be careful in Vietnam. You and your pops are going to get it in.
Here's, we'll see how we go. Mum's coming too, so
good.
That should be a bit of fun.
Such a gorgeous family, man.
We're going to be back on the 16th of January, guys. And we've got a big week that week. We've got Aubrey Marcus and Tim Kennedy. We've just wrapped up with them, so we've done them. But we'll bring him out on that sort of that third week in January. I'm a little bit jealous. Johnny's going to be interviewing Dr. John DeMartini, who's an absolute monster in terms of motivation, leadership, business coaching. The man has sold out shows around the world. I'm going to be a listener on this one because I've always been checking him out, and I think this is going to be a great experience for you, Johnny.
Yeah, it's time to get out of my comfort zone. I messaged Dr. John DeMartini after we were doing an interview, and just kind of a shot in the dark, and he messaged right back, and it just happened to be at the time that you're going to be in Vietnam and he is going to be in Sydney.
Yeah, we just
so
got
I'm not
going
to say I'm a little nervous without you. You've been my, you're like the safety blanket. I don't know.
Nah, you're ready for this, man. You smash it every time, and I'm jealous, but I know you're going to absolutely kill it. We've got the man Ken Shamrock on that weekend as well.
That's awesome.
Some big ones after that. We've got Tim Sykes. Tim's a Wall Street penny stock trader, very popular over in New York. Then we've got the godfather, the grandfather of bodybuilding, Frank Zane.
Oh, Frank Zane, call him whatever, but put father in there because he's a savage.
Yeah, he was before Arnold, there was Frank. And if you just Google Frank Zane, he has an unbelievable physique.
His story is awesome as well. Longevity, overcoming adversity,
yeah,
all things vision board. You know how we do.
Definitely. After that, we've got Lane Norton's going to be checking out the show.
BioLane.
The big 100th episode. We thought, considering, you know, the roundabout ways and what we've learned and the way we actually respect him, we thought it'd be appropriate for episode 100 to be the man, Joe D.
Yeah, man.
Joe DeFranco.
Full circle, Joe D. Stoked for episode 100. Maybe we'll figure out a way to stream that one for sure. Maybe, I know Jody's been messing with his YouTube Live, so we'll see what's up.
Yeah, definitely. So that's going to be the 100th coming into February, so plenty of exciting episodes to come. We've got some even ones we won't spoil for you guys because there's plenty still to come on the Vision Board podcast. But to my main man, Johnny Stofko, it's been a pleasure. 2016, it's been great to share the space with you, and I'm sure we're going to bring it even bigger and better in 2017. We've got some big ideas coming. So thank you to you, Johnny.
It's a wrap, man. Tristan, thank you to yourself. Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for always inspiring me. Guys listening, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for the messages. And we love the continuous support. 2017, man, we're all going to rise together. I can't wait for it, man. We have a lot of things in the pipeline, in our network, we're going to be bringing to you guys. So it all goes out to you, man. Thanks a lot, TK.
Guys, that's 2016 wrapped up. Again, just like Johnny said, I'll get on the back of that one. Big thank you to you guys. We love you. Thank you for all your support, and we appreciate it, and we will speak to you soon.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast, stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it, and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working harder. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.